Today is the feast of the seven dolours of Our Lady. The sorrows of Our Lady are mentioned a number of times in the Gospels. For example, in chapter 2 of St. Luke, when Mary and St. Joseph presented the child Jesus in the temple, they met a man named Simeon, who prophesied that a sword of sorrow will pierce thine own soul. He prophesied this to Our Lady. And then, at the end of the Gospels, St. John tells us that Our Lady was at the foot of the cross. And the sequence of today's Mass, the Stabat Mater, Dolorosa, relates the many sorrows of Our Lady in poignant, poetic terms. From the earliest times, the fathers and the saints of the Church have been reflecting on and writing about the sorrows of Our Lady. In particular, the seven founders of the Servite Order devoted themselves to meditating on the sorrows of Our Lady in the 13th century. And it was from their meditations, their preaching, and their writings that the feast of the seven dolours of Our Lady is said to have originated. The feast of the seven dolours of Our Lady was first instituted in the year 1423, and it was celebrated in a number of countries, but it was not until 1725 that Pope Benedict XIII caused this feast to be set on the Friday after Passion Sunday, the Friday before Palm Sunday, which is today. Then in 1814, Pope Pius VII directed that a second feast of the Seven Dolours of Our Lady be kept throughout the Church on the third Sunday of September. And this was later transferred to September the 15th, which is the day after the feast of September the 14th, which is the feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross, which commemorated the discovery of the relics of the True Cross in the 4th century. So there are two, the feasts, the Seven Dolours of Our Lady are celebrated twice in the Catholic calendar, on the Friday after Passion Sunday and on the 15th of September. I will briefly mention the seven sorrows of Our Lady. Her sorrow at the prophecy of Simeon, who prophesied that a sword of sorrow would pierce her heart. Her sorrow in the flight to Egypt when the enemies of our Lord were trying to kill him. Her sorrow at the 3 days loss of our Lord when he was 12 years old. Our Lady and St. Joseph went with him to the temple, and on their way back to their home, they separated and they spent Mary and St. Joseph spent 3 days looking for him. The fourth sorrow is, of course, the carrying of the cross, when Our Lady witnessed the cross being imposed on her son. The fifth sorrow is her sorrow at the crucifixion of her son. The sixth sorrow is the sorrow at the descent of his body, the taking down of his body from the cross. And the seventh sorrow of Our Lady is said to be at the time when our Lord, her son, was placed in the tomb. So this week and next week, Holy Week, as we commemorate the Passion and Death of our Lord Jesus Christ, we think particularly of the sorrows of Our Lady at the carrying of His cross, at the crucifixion, at the descent of Our Lord from the cross when He was taken down from the cross, and at His being placed in the tomb. Now, this feast then reminds us that our Heavenly Queen, our Heavenly Mother, is a woman, a mother and a queen who knows sorrow. So this week we can offer our sorrows too, as we look on the cross and meditate and pray about the death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We too are reminded of the crosses that each one of us has to bear in this world. And we all do have to bear some cross. Some people have to bear many crosses. And we can look to our Lord and ask Him to help us to bear our cross. And also we can look to Our Lady and ask her to comfort us in our sorrow. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.